I'm editor Paul Gatling, and this is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Ahead today, we'll visit the tech industry with some insight from one of the keynote speakers at the Women in Information Technology Conference held recently at the University of Arkansas. We'll also talk transportation and visit with State Highway Commissioner Philip Taldo of Springdale. And we'll also touch on some data from the banking sector that you can find in the latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. But first, the state's tech industry and access to tech education have each expanded in recent years, and a key objective moving forward is to connect local talent to local jobs. That was a key theme from the Women in IT conference held last week at the U of A. Governor Asa Hutchinson spoke about his support for women in technology careers, a key goal, he said, for his computer science initiative. Other keynote speakers included Lisa Tuttle, the Chief Information Security Officer for North Carolina-based SPX. Tuttle said events like the one in Fayetteville are critical to get women not only interested in the technology field, but believing it's a pathway to success.
I think people don't always realize how broad technology is. You think, oh, it's being an engineer or a developer and that's all. No, it's such a far-reaching thing when you think about technology and how it drives every business, every service out there, you know, and the ever-changing nature of it. There are so many good-paying, available jobs today. If we could just get women and minorities, others, to come to the table for these jobs, the opportunities are there. We just have to keep, you know, I guess, mentoring, reaching out, you know, lifting people up. I think women have a huge power to influence behavior. You think about how we manage households and budgets and schedules. We influence kids to go to school when they don't want to and husbands to go to doctors when they don't want to. We can have that same influence in this side of our lives as well. We just have to take, you know, hold of that power we have and push it forward.
The Women in IT Conference was sponsored by the Sam Walton College of Business at the U of A. You can read more about the event in a story by Jennifer Joyner at our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Transportation leaders are constantly looking for ways to improve services, and the topic always seems to drive discussion in the state, pun intended. And for the next 10 years, Springdale real estate executive Philip Taldo figures to play a significant role in those discussions. Taldo was appointed by Governor Hutchinson late last year to the 5-member Arkansas Highway Commission and began the 10-year term in January. Taldo is also a longtime member of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport Authority, and he spoke recently with Business Journal reporter Jeff De La Rosa about near-term goals with the Highway Commission and a couple of projects that will have an impact on travelers at XNA.
What will your focus be in the near term as a commissioner?
I guess the first thing is that to really learn the process and how a road or a highway goes from being a dirt road or just a line on the map to being a functioning part of our transportation system. It's a long process, and sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years, and sometimes it takes 10 or 15 years. So learning the process the first year or so will be my priority.
You've also served on the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport Authority for over a decade. What are some key projects in the works at the airport?
As you would expect, there's a lot of things going on out there because the employments keep rising along with the population here in Northwest Arkansas. And one of the big projects that we just started about a couple of months ago is a new parking deck. And that's gotten to be an important piece because, well, number one, we were running out of just ground surface parking. And number two, it was getting difficult for people to park way out and then have to walk into the terminal during bad weather and rain. So this is going to be up close to the terminal, and it'll be a lot more convenient and safe for the passengers.
How important is having premium parking that the new parking deck will offer?
It's really important to the business travelers. The casual traveler that just goes on an occasional vacation or trip. Maybe it's not quite as important, but 70% of our traffic out there is business people, and they like to get in, get parked, and move pretty fast, and have a convenient experience there. So it's real important to the people that, especially the business sector.
What is the status of the proposed access road for the airport?
Well, that's a good question. it's one of those things that has gotten mired in environmental studies, and there is a lot of things going on in that area out there. There's a lot, you know, of course, everybody's heard of the cavefish and the bats and the frogs and all of that. And everybody is really all the environmental interests are weighing in on it. So it's become pretty complex to get that accomplished. And then number two, the funding mechanism has been hard to work through because the airport, the FAA, really doesn't fund anything that is not directly connected and for the exclusive use of the airport itself. So in order to get funding from FAA, it has to be exclusively for airport use. We are working on trying to decide if we need to do maybe a partnership between FAA and the state and have dual use highway if we can get that approved. We think that's a win-win situation going forward.
That's Philip Taldo of Springdale talking about his role with the State Highway Commission and progress being made at the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. We're back after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's 1-COMM.com.
Finally today, Oklahoma-based Armstrong Bank has the best return on assets of any bank doing business in Northwest Arkansas. That's according to the annual list you'll find in the latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. ROA is a popular metric banks use to track profitability, and at the end of 2016, Armstrong had an ROA of 2.24%, First Security Bank at 1.99%, and Grand Savings Bank at 1.95% were not far behind. Armstrong Bank has four offices in Fort Smith and another in Springdale thanks to its 2015 acquisition of Fort Smith-based Benefit Bank. And we'll leave it there for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Remember to follow our coverage of regional business news anytime at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.